Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
And we welcome you back for hour number two. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, taking you up right up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us. Big night, a special show that we have this evening, devoting it to the Broward County National Football Showcase that started out on Thursday with Jacksonville Mandarin beating MacArthur. We'll continue this week on Thursday, Friday, and as we mentioned, the two games on Saturday on national television on ESPN. The number one and two teams in the country will be in action in the early game at 2 o'clock, when Bishop Gorman, number one in the country, will take on Miami Christopher Columbus. And then 6 o'clock game, the host team, St. Thomas Aquinas, who number two now as of today with the loss of St. John Bosco, will take on DeSoto of Texas, a program that has done really well over the last decade plus, and certainly some really good teams. Again, if you miss any of the interviews that we have this evening, just check out WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page, and we have our podcast section, and there we will. We'll right after the show, plus we'll have all the interviews up from tonight, and you can check out last week as well. One of the programs that comes in for the Thursday game to take on West Broward is kind of new to a lot of people, but the coaching is not. Kareem Reed has done an awesome job no matter where he's been along the way. Definitely a South Florida talent, and coached a lot of really, really good players here in South Florida before taking, as they say, his talents up north. He is the head coach of a really good program, McEachern High School in Powder Springs. Like that. I like Powder Springs. They started off last week with a convincing win over Kel to win 40-0, and they will come in 1-0 on Thursday evening, and it's always exciting to talk to Coach Reed, and we welcome in this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Welcome home on Thursday. I'm glad that you're coming back and certainly bringing a really good team with you.
Blue, it's always a pleasure, first of all, to speak with you. Obviously, you covered me during my high school career down there as well as my coaching career, man. So I'm excited to get back home amongst all my friends and family and bringing my program down there to play, obviously, a South Florida opponent. That's always going to be, a fun and a good metric to kind of measure ourselves against, regardless of who's in their program or who's on their team.
Yeah, that's true. And getting the kids out, you opened up on the road at Cal. You don't return home till the 4th of September when you play Marietta. Yeah. But this is an opportunity for a bonding. Milton has been down here a couple of times, and they said, the coach said that's the best part, when we could travel. We travel, within our area in Georgia, and it's nice, and we take a bus, and it's good. But to get an opportunity to be with a team for a couple of days and, kind of know your teammates a little bit, that's an experience as well. Talk about that, because, this area better than anybody, but your team, most of these kids have never been to South Florida, and this is a opportunity for them to sweat right with us and the humidity and the late afternoon showers that we have, all the things that you loved and you left behind. But talk about this team, because it seems like you got a lot of talent, and your coaching staff is this coaching staff that you brought with you from where you came from?
Yeah, so a lot of you, I took this job. I was at the University of Florida before I took this McEachern job. So when I took this deal, most of the staff, about 70% of them, weren't with me previously at one point or another along my journey. And so I kind of put the band back together a little bit. I retained a couple guys that were already there that are just McEachern people that are really good for the community. But for the most part, all my guys have been with me at some point previously. But no, you're right, man. Being able to travel and get on the plane and come down there, we've done a lot of intentional team bonding type activities over this summer leading up to this season, because I did feel as if you know, we're really talented, but I didn't know how connected we were. And so building off of last year's success, just trying to reinvent myself and try to make things better as we always do every offseason. We thought, you know, we got to be really intentional about getting these guys together. So over the fall, we actually took them about 2 hours east of the city and went to fall camp old school style. We put them in cabins, kind of like a Remember the Titans style, man. Took up phones. And we spent 4 days and 3 nights away, you know, just with each other in camp, grinding on football. And then we did a bunch of stuff together, had some karaoke nights. We even kind of cooked for each other. And so we thought it was great, man. The kids enjoyed it. They didn't realize how much they can actually have fun without their phones. And so this is just another opportunity for us, like you said, to bond and connect and kind of, you know, have create an experience for our guys that I think they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, this is kind of a young team that you got here. I mean, there's a lot of young kids that did some things last year, a couple of freshmen and sophomore, where there were some juniors and seniors. But this, you're bringing down a team that has, an opportunity to be special for a while. Talk about some of the guys that we expect to see on Thursday evening that have already stepped up for you.
Yeah, no, we're really talented. I mean, this is probably the best, and I've had a lot of good DBs, but this is the deepest secondary I've ever coached. I have 7 defensive backs with Power 4 offers. We got the number one safety in the country in the 2028 class, Casey Barner, who's a 5-star recruit, a number 5 overall player in the country in the 2028 class. He's dynamic. He reminds me a bunch of like a Tyrann Mathieu type player. A lot of people compare him to Caleb Downs. So really, blessed to have him in the program. My corners. One of them, Nash Johnson, is committed to Auburn. My other corner, Caden Battles, committed to Pittsburgh. He had 2 picks last week in our game. My nickel's committed to Auburn as well. So really talented. Both of my linebackers, one is a Georgia commit, and the other is committed to Kennesaw State. So we got a lot of big-time players in our program on the offensive side of the ball. Like you said, I got three 2029 kids that are basically sophomores that are Power 4 players as well, along with the 2028 Zion Robinson that's a 4-star recruit. So, and I got a 6'2", 220-pound running back that's also a sophomore. So, yeah, we're really young, but really, really talented. So, yeah, you guys will see all those kids when we get down there.
Yeah, no doubt. Not only that, I mean, you know as well as I do, Georgia, Florida, both of them are comparable. I mean, you know, team-wise, obviously, the coaching, a lot of people head out there and go up to Georgia from Florida coaching-wise. But Florida talent's Florida talent. You know that. I mean, there's just they're a special breed. There's a lot of them. I mean, you've had an opportunity to coach down here and coach a lot of really, really impressive kids. Talk about the comparison between the two, because we see it when Florida and Georgia play. I mean, they're always, those areas always clash. But Georgia-wise, I know South Georgia, really good talent, you know, Camden County. You look at a lot, Coffee County, who has like 3 coaches from the state of Florida, up that way. It seems like they're comparable. You know, it's because we've seen Milton came down a couple years in a row, really good, really well-coached type of team. You know, we've had an opportunity to have, quite a few programs. Talk about it, because you see, I mean, are there the Northwestern Central battles? Are there, the St. Thomas Aquinas's? Are those type of teams, I'm sure, up in that area they have? You know, we remember back in the day when Lowndes County and Valdosta were crazy rivals, and I'm sure they still are. But talk about that, the coaching up in Georgia and what you've found, as far as a lot of the athletes, because they're very, very good.
Yeah, so I get asked that question a bunch because I have seen it from both sides. Being a Florida guy, obviously I'm slightly biased, but I've cut my coaching teeth, man, in Georgia. And so I'd say this, South Florida, obviously you're going to get that raw speed, right? And then you're going to get a kid that football kind of defines us down there, right? It's a means to an end. So those guys play with a little bit more of an edge and like a purpose. And I'm not saying that the Georgia kids don't, right? But I will say this, the difference is the infrastructure, right? There's a commitment to high school sports and athletics in the state of Georgia that's unlike a lot of other places besides maybe Texas, right? And so the development piece and the kids, like I feed my players during the season 3 meals after practice, every, you know, 3 meals a week post practice, right? Wow. We give them breakfast in the morning. We have weight training class every single day. I get my players year round the last period of the day. So I get 90 minutes with them every day to lift weights, watch film, do whatever we need to do football wise. And so the development piece is the difference, right? I think you get a more of a, for a college coach, you're going to get a little bit more of a polished product. When you recruit the state of Georgia because of that. Those kids know how to operate in a college-style environment because of the structure they have from high school. South Florida, you're going to get a little bit more of a blank canvas, but it's a ton of upside, right, if you can get those guys to stick and kind of figure it out. So I think that's the difference right there. And it, like you said, the coaching, right? So a lot of great coaches, half my staff is from Florida, so it's a home goal for a lot of it. But, I mean, like my defensive coordinator was in Orlando at Ocoee High School. He was the head coach there. I hired him to be my coordinator. I doubled his money, right, as an assistant. And he was the head coach down there. So that's the difference. You know, you're going to get quality coaches here in the state of Georgia. The infrastructure, the players are really good. I say Georgia is kind of the happy medium where I think, you know, Texas, you get a little bit more of a tapped out kid because they've been doing it for so long. You kind of what you see is what you get. Florida, you kind of got a blank canvas. And I think Georgia's right in the middle, right? You kind of got a kid that still has a lot of upside but has a foundation as well. And that's kind of – that's the difference I've seen between those states.
Yeah, you can run for office. You're pretty diplomatic, I'll tell you. You did that.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Really well. I think you did that excellent. I mean, yeah, they'll welcome you with open arms. And not only that, you know, the one thing that differs, especially in South Florida, is the inner city schools. A lot of the Atlantas and a lot of these other areas don't have powerhouses within the city. I know Tucker at one time was a big time program, but with you know, from that Dade Broward line all the way down to the, you know, city of Miami with Norlin and Northwestern and Central and all those Booker T and all those programs, there's not an area like that because of the fact that, and remember this too, they're all under enrolled. So that means that they could be that endless loop and the James Cooks and all these people could keep coming, you know, year after year, which is not the same as Dallas. The only place that may be comparable to that is Houston, because Houston has that same, you know, North Shore inner city environment. But definitely from top to bottom, Georgia, from the south all the way up to the north, a lot of great football. Thursday night, McEachern. A really good football program is coming down to play West Broward. The Indians are loaded up with a lot of talent. Coach, I can't thank you enough. It was always great talking with you. Be safe on the way home. And as I say home, because this is still your home in a lot of ways. And I know you'll have a lot of family and friends there. And best of luck. And again, thanks so much for clearing a Monday for us.
No problem, Blue. I appreciate it. Look forward to it, man. And God bless.
Good stuff. Coach, I appreciate you. Coach Kareem Reed, the head football coach, Powder Springs, McEachern Indians. They'll be down here on Thursday night as part of the Broward County Showcase. You know, athletes study the playbook. We study the science of the comeback. Let the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute help you recover. Visit uhealthsports.com. That's uhealthsports.com. When we come back, we got two heavyweights for you. Two teams that'll be back in the showcase this year, Christopher Columbus and head coach Dave Dunn, and Roger Harriott and St. Thomas Aquinas, they're waiting on deck.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.